This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The book of Revelation closes with the repeated promise by Jesus, "Behold, I am coming soon." Verse 7 is followed with the promise, "Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book." It always pays to obey. In verse 12, Jesus' promise is followed with this assurance, "My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done." Verse 14 amplifies this, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city." Keep short accounts with God. That is, make sure you have trusted in Jesus Christ for your cleansing and acceptance into the family of God. Keep close to him by confessing anything that might come between you and him. Trust him to cleanse you. This is important if you want to be effective in sharing the good news with others. Our message to those around us is found in verses 15 and 16. "I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come,' and let him who hears say, 'Come.' Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life." Until he comes, we need to give forth this invitation for others to trust in Jesus Christ. As you live a holy life and serve God, you will be rewarded. The third time this promise is found in verse 20, it says this, "Yes, I am coming soon." The only thing John could think of saying in response is simply, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus." Would that be your response? If you're ready to meet him, it would. I trust you are ready.